to another episode of Living by Experience. Here's your host, best-selling author Wilco Vandekamp.
I want to talk a little bit more about simplification. Humans are pack rats. The older we get, the more stuff we accumulate. And the more we get, the more we seem to need. It is not uncommon for people to get locked into a material battle as they work harder and longer just to keep up with the Joneses. In our world of excess and glorification of being busy, maybe it's time to pause for a moment and discover what is really important. Don't get me wrong, nice things are nice. Nice cars, nice homes, and nice furniture make us all feel we have arrived. And there's nothing wrong with that. Those little rewards we get when we have worked really hard to obtain a goal are worth the effort. However, once you have that anaconda of a line of credit around your neck, you might find yourself working hard to pay the minimum interest payments on all your nice stuff, locked into a lifestyle of working excessively hard just to keep our head above water. We all know this, but more and more of us are financing our lives away and not really being able to enjoy all the stuff that we work so hard for. The most successful people in the world live below their means all the time, no matter what their bank account says. Living below our means gives us options. Thinking about taking a job on the other side of the country or even the world? With a little extra cash in the bank, you create freedom for yourself. As I write in my happiness book, freedom doesn't come from doing everything, but having the ability to make a choice to do or not do something. If I wanted to, I can fly to New York tomorrow, but the likelihood of doing that are pretty slim. It's having the option that matters to me, and with some money, things all of a sudden become possible. As the tagline for my blog says, I'm living the dream, one at a time. So, how do you remove that financial anaconda, becoming a little bit more relaxed and enjoy things a little bit more? It's actually simpler than most people believe. It's scaling down or simplifying. Scaling down lets us kick back and enjoy life a little better. Scaling down removes us from the race against material possessions. Scaling down teaches our children that there are more important things in life than getting the next gaming console or smart device just because it's the newer and better version. There are valuable things in the world that cannot be purchased. This doesn't mean that there isn't a value in having those toys. If you want a motorcycle and can afford it, then get the motorcycle. But if your budget allows for a $10,000 bike, don't get the upgraded $35,000 edition. If you get something you can readily afford, you're going to relax more about the financial situation and not feel the pressure of owning it every time you set foot on it. And taking that step might create a lot of new opportunities. When I bought my motorcycle, I never expected that my purchase would lead to the publication of a full-color fine art photography book showcasing my trips around Western Canada. The title of that book is A View to Take Home, and if you go to aviewtotakehome.com, you'll find links there to purchase the book off Amazon, as it's available around the world. But where does this idea to have more stuff come from? Most experts say that it comes from the notion that money solves problems. Money doesn't solve problems, people do. While it is very stressful to have to deal with not having enough money, the real problems we face in life cannot be purchased, paid off, or dealt with on a financial level. People who go about their business understanding that they are responsible for their life and have a general feeling of being in control of that life are much happier and content with the world at large than those who feel the next purchase will lead to happiness.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Living by Experience. See you next time. Please stay in touch with our travel hacking and lifestyle community at www.livingbyexperience.com. And remember, live your dream, one day.